Well, some big news this morning for Tasmanian basketball fans. We are officially the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. We've got Chief Executive Simon Brookhouse with us. Good news, Simon. Great name, I think.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And more importantly, thanks for having me on the show. But it's great to now have our brand and our name in the public, and it's really day one on the journey for us.
So, Simon, why the Jack Jumpers? There were so many names flung around. What came down to being this our final name?
Sure. Look, I think it's a combination of things. One, there was obviously the competition to name the team, and it polled very highly. But also being synonymous with Tasmania, I mean, you look at the Jack Jumper and you think about it, that sort of proud, bold, fearless, and you know, we don't necessarily need to be the biggest to be the best, but to drive fear into our opponents and those sort of things. And when you look at the logo, we've designed it around the Tasmanian map as well. Mm. There's a lot going for it, and it comes to life as a great mascot and a great brand that kids and families, and it's synonymous with fun. So there's a whole heap of things that went into it, but none more than the fact that it is very, very Tasmanian.
Very much so.
So we had all this discussion around all these different names, the Tridents and Pride and all those names. Were they ever in the running, or was it always going to be Jack Jumpers?
No, they were all taken very seriously as part of the competition. Obviously, we didn't just decide last night that it was going to be this. But a lot of thought went into it. A lot of different design work for all of them went into it to see what would look good in terms of merchandise and logos, how websites look, all the things, social media, how that all came up. So everything was taken very seriously. But the Jack Jumpers just kept coming through as the one, and in that green and gold colour, which is synonymous also with Tasmania. There's a proud history there. I think looks really great and works well.
It does, and thank heavens we've got the green and gold. But all right, so we've got the naming done. We've got the money's about to be spent on the Derwent Entertainment Centre. How long, Simon, before we start hearing of some signings, some player names?
Mm.
Yeah, good question. That's a question I ask myself every night.
Well, and a coach, for that matter, because that's probably the most important key.
And that's probably the first and foremost, the hunt for a coach. And we'll now that we have this the team, the brand, and we'll start that journey now, and we'll be seeking coaches, then the head coach and assistant coaching staff over the coming months. The sooner for us, the better, but there's always challenges with recruitment in professional sport. There's, you know, embargoes on being able to talk to people who are in contract and various other things. So we've got to tread carefully, but we certainly will be starting the search very, very quickly for a coach, and then from there, obviously, for any players who are not necessarily playing in the NBL, might be overseas, that we get to come back to Australia, whether they're in Europe or the US or Asia playing. And there's some great Australians over there. And then, more importantly, we want to try and get as many Tasmanians in the team as we possibly can.
Yeah, my word.
What about merchandise? Because, you know, as a young 8-year-old being out there with the Tassie Devils in the NBL, you know, us Tasmanians, we just love dressing up. So when can people get onto a website and start purchasing their gear?
Yeah, sure. Foundation memberships go on sale today, and that comes with a merchandise package for anyone who purchases those. But also, if you go through the jackjumpers.com.au, you can get through to the NBL shop to buy merchandise. We have released a line at the moment. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to build on that as we sort of get into it. So we haven't released a full line straight away, but we'll certainly build that out over time, and that'll be available online.
Fantastic, mate.
And I'm sure there's a Jack Jumpers mascot suit already designed. If you're looking for somebody who wants to wear it, Mick here is making himself available to...
Oh, Jesus, it'd want to be the size of a jumbo jet.
That's fine. Perfect. We totally recommend Michael Newell for that job.
I'm sure they'd have a far more energetic Jack Jumper than old Mick.
As long as you can do backflips and dunk in the one move.
No problems at all, Simon. Dunk a donut, that's about all, mate. Hey, great news, and good on Hungry Jack's too. Major sponsor, I think. It's a great fit, and just can't wait for it all to start, mate.
Look, I appreciate that, Tom. We can't wait. It's 12 months away from our first game, but the next 12 months is going to be a great journey. And as we're saying, it's time to get on board, so we'll move forward.
We're on our way.
Good stuff. We're on the website now, mate, signing up.
Oh, I'm excited.
Join the march, everybody.
Is there going to be on a girl note, is there going to be some dancers, some cheerleaders?
There'll be a bit of everything. It's really going to be a holistic entertainment package. You know, it's as much about entertainment for fans, families, yep, and whatnot, as it is about the basketball. And
the Jack Jumpettes?
Well,
they won't be girls.
The Jewel Jumpers. The Jewel Jumpers.
To be politically correct, you'd have to have both sexes out there, jilling and jumping.
That's correct, yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Very much.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks for your time, everyone. Cheers.